Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Tyree Nichols, let's talk about this. First and foremost, rest in peace to him, and prayers and comfort to his family. I believe he has a child. Mm-hmm. A very heartbreaking situation. If anybody has watched the video or heard, I'm pretty sure everybody at least has heard the story by now. It's pretty disturbing, but unfortunately it's not surprising because it happens so often that now you kind of become desensitized to it. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting when you look at it from a financial standpoint. And yeah, we did have a video, which was actually a older video, but we repurposed it. It's on our YouTube channel. Put it up yesterday. Check it out. We talk about the business of police brutality and police brutality bonds. It's actually an extremely interesting case study when you look at the financial incentives for police brutality. It's actually a whole economic system built around police brutality mm-hmm. that nobody really knew about. Mm-hmm. And we kind of spoke about that in detail. It's on our YouTube. But another thing that's interesting that I posted on Instagram is how much money America spends on its police department. So America spends more money on its police department than almost every other country in the world spends on their military. So Jesus. America spends the most money on its military out of any country in the world. China is number 2. And then number 3 is the U.S. Police Department as far as budgets, followed by India's military, Russia's military, Saudi Arabia's military, France's military, Germany's military, UK's military, Japan's military, and South Korea's military. Now, what's even more disturbing about this is that America has one of the highest crime rates for developed nations in the world. Mm-hmm. It's number 4 in the homicide category. And I believe we have more mass shootings than any developed country in the world. We have like 40 mass shootings so far this year. Mm-hmm. Mass shootings is any more than four people being shot at one time. So it's like, okay, we're spending a tremendous amount of money on police, but it's not making the country any safer. It's actually getting more dangerous. Mm-hmm. So from an economic
standpoint, if it's a profit center, why would you make it better?
From an economic standpoint, that's disturbing for a few different levels, because who's paying for it? We are. It's taxpayer money. Mm. So we're not only paying for police brutality because of the police brutality bonds, which we explained in detail, but we're paying for the police department, and it's not helping. It's only getting worse, and these incidents keep happening. Last year, more people got killed by the cops than any other year in history.
I think the average was 100 people a month.
It was like 1,200 people for the year.
Yeah, like so 100 people a month.
Really?
So it's you know, where do the solutions come into play? So what we didn't get to show at the end of the video with the police brutality situation is that one of the things that is disturbing is that police don't suffer from these type of incidents. Mm-hmm. For the most part, they still get their pension. They don't have to pay out of their pocket. So the police unions are too strong. That's one thing. And they need to feel financial pain. Because then when you affect people's money, things start to change. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why should an NFL player get fined for wearing jewelry, but a cop doesn't get fined for killing somebody?
Yeah.
Like, it that's just common sense, right? If you do something that's wrong, you should get fined. Financially, your pension should be taken away. Like, you should suffer financially. The whole district, the whole precinct should suffer financially, not just them. And then they'll put more, because it's like, okay, everybody says like there's good cops. Well, where are they? Because I never called the cops. Like, and that's the crazy thing about it. Like, I never in life looked at cops as protection.
I think that's a commonality. I think, like, even now, like, I was watching some of the footage with my mom the other night. And, you know, that's her worst fear. Her worst fear for me growing up was me going outside and cops interacting with me, right? And so, like, when you're taught and you thought that it was to serve and protect, like, protect from who? Like, you know what I'm saying? So her thing was like, I got to teach you how to interact with the police. Just listen to whatever, anything they say. Just comply with them, because she feared that they would harm me more than anything that I would possibly do to cause them to stop me. It would be like, hey, just act accordingly. Like, that would be the things. Like, I think that's a commonality, especially amongst young black men. I'm with you on that. I've never looked at them like, hey, let me call them for protection.
I never, and I had to think about that, because there's been times where I had situations where theoretically I should have called the cops, but I called my friends because I don't want to call the cops. And that's sad. Like, right. It's like, you shouldn't even have to think like that. Like, but it's like, if I call the cops 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to get arrested.
Yeah.
So why would I even involve them?
Sad, but true.
Why would I involve them in something where it's going to potentially backfire on me?
Yeah.
So the issue is like, how do we solve this? Because we keep talking about these issues. And I think financially,
can we be honest?
Financially is definitely a way to go about it. Because when you look at the police brutality situations and ultimately taxpayers are paying for those settlements, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, I think we really start to have to attack the root cause of this situation and really start to hit people where it hurts in the pockets. Because that's something that has never been done before. They've never had any pain financially. Their union has never had any pain, and them individually have never had any pain. And not like I hate all cops. I'm not against the cops, but I'm just saying, I mean, right is right and wrong is wrong. It keeps happening. So you keep telling me like, okay, well, it's good cops and this is just one mistake. Well, the mistake keeps happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's like, no, they're not all good cops. They're not. Like, so just stop saying mm-hmm. that, because it's not true. And it's been proven that cops in certain neighborhoods treat people completely different than they would in another neighborhood. So it's not working.
Yep.
And to say like we need more cop, more better cops, that's not a solution, because the system is still not built on something that is beneficial for black people. So instead of trying to act like it doesn't exist or say we need more cops, how many more cops do you need? We got more. We got more cops than anybody. It's not, that's not the problem. The problem is that the cops aren't doing their job.
The tough part is that this is a financial war. Ross Mack, shout out to my guy. In an episode with you guys, he brought up a good point of if everyone in urban communities had big financial insurance policies that could potentially bankrupt some of these institutions. But we have to understand that homework assignment number one, which hedge fund helps incentivizes these cases for police forces? So we would need a Vanguard or Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley to take them on as a competitor and hedge the payouts when these situations happen. I don't know if you've been living in this country long enough, but that's pretty damn hard to get somebody to get behind one. Because that's like, and we talked about on episode 70, if we were the first product that was traded, slavery was the first startup in America. From that, you have incarceration, which is a derivative or spinoff of slavery. Why would we destroy one of the main product businesses in the country for the betterment of the people? And if we're going to be very honest, if you take out incarceration, mass incarceration, with tech, America will fall in probably 4 or 5 years. So we are, that's why when the reparations conversation comes up, like we're owed trillions of dollars that would bankrupt the country. And if we truly got the amount that we were owed, it would bankrupt the world. If you don't think it's true, look what happened in COVID. A cough damn near fucked up the entire nation financially. This is a financial war, as most things are. And it's going to be really hard to get someone on our side to fight these because most people are only thinking about their own well-being for the time being. It's an unfortunate situation. I'm tired of this happening, man. This is heartbreaking. And then it was brothers who did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Tough.
Yeah.
But put the solutions that you guys think in chat. We're open to it. But I do know from the top down, it's a lot of banks behind the scenes that are backing this happening.
A complete failure, man. To watch it is disheartening, but like you said, the thing is, like, we're making progress, and I forget who posted it, but it was James Baldwin, and it was like, how long do we have to wait on progress? Like, how many generations? Like, our ancestors were told the same thing. Our grandparents were told the same thing. We're watching it in this day and age. We're watching the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long do we have to wait on progress? You know what I'm saying?
The grand solution is the one that we don't want, but we
like
have
you said,
to
it's
move.
it's the same situation when we talk about crime. Like, there's gonna be a war on crime, just like there was a war on drugs, right? There's a war on crime. We imprison more of our population than anybody in the world. There's a war on crime. We have more drugs than anybody in the world. There's more money being made from it. There's more being made from the treatment of it. So it's really not a war on anything, right? If anything, is all these things, these wars that have been created, have only enhanced the situations for the betterment of the systems that created them. So we just gotta be mindful of that, man. It's unfortunate, it's disheartening. The fact that it was, you know, black officers, I mean, they're not even looking at him as a human. So, you know, it's inhumane. How quickly they were served justice is also something that was, you know, something that caught my eye as well, right? Like, we watched cases for the past 3 years, especially the George Floyd case, when we had to wait 6 months before people were even charged. Breonna Taylor, a year and a half before a police officer were even charged. We didn't even see the video.
And with pay, right?
These dudes were fired before we even saw anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, even that. So if that's going to be the case, then all right, well, that's a new precedent, right? So if we have video footage, then that's the precedent. It won't be administrative leave. It won't be, yeah, you get to keep your pension. It'll be, all right, well, they're fired and they're being charged, and these are the crimes they're being charged with. So there's a lot, man. There's a lot, and it's unfortunate, but to continuously watch it, and you know, my brother and I were having this conversation. It's like the public lynching over and over again.
Absolutely. Like,
what does that do to the mind frame of an 8-year-old who's watching that? I got to explain that to my son who was on the news, and we have to have this conversation about, you know, what is actually happening here. So it's an interesting time. It's an unfortunate time. But it's a systemic time. We've seen it over and over. I don't know when we're going to stop seeing it, but we're just going to keep highlighting, you know, and speaking our voice and bringing awareness to these situations. So, yeah, and I know some people are saying every cop is not bad. No, every cop is not bad. But if they're not.
The system is bad, though.
Right? Where are the police unions now? Right? When there's an injustice that happens to cops, I see police unions. I see them speaking up. I have not seen a police union speak up about these five officers. Actually, these six officers, because the officer who was actually tasing the gentleman in the beginning of the video, he just got suspended. The white officer, who nobody knew his name, but was all, you know, wishing that, you know, they would pound him when they caught him. You know, like,
I mean, every cop is not bad, but I've never seen a union boss act responsible, because I remember you had a student that got killed by cops.
But they aren't allowed to. That's the other part of it.
When they killed, he was your student?
He was my student.
So when they killed, how old was he?
He was 17 at the time.
So
18.
That's crazy.
In the Bronx.
Yep.
So when they killed him and they went to the union boss and all of these cops went to the courtroom and was like intimidating the judges and them and like laughing, like celebrating when the cops got off. Like, this is an 18-year-old kid. So, like I said, I mean, right is right and wrong is wrong. Of course, every single cop isn't bad, but these unions, they need to be broken up because they only are on the side of the cop. No matter what a cop does, I've never heard a union say, this is wrong, this isn't right. They're going to stick up for them no matter what. This is why they say it's a gang, because gangs stick up for each other.
Because like, gang in the country.
Stick up for somebody, even when they're right or even when they're wrong. And this is what happens every single day. So eventually, people are going to get tired of it. And it's like, people are like, well, you still got to support the police. Why? Why do we still have to support the police? I don't understand.
Police unions and associations spent over
supporting police if they're not supporting us.
Unions and police unions spent $48 million on state lobbying and contributed almost $71 million to state level candidates in the last decade alone, according to data tracked by Open Secrets. It's a financial war, man. And of course, politicians can be bought easily. I know sometimes you guys get tired of us talking about money and it's like, yo, it's not the solution for everything. You have to fight. At the end of Machiavelli, Tupac said, when I get my money right now, it's time for war. We need money to hire people to lobby, to be lawyers, to press charges. And for those who are in law enforcement, if you know people in law enforcement, the good cops can't speak out. You ever heard what happens to good cops when they speak out on issues like this?
Yep.
This shit is not good.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. Like, it's a game inside of a game.
They get bullied.
Yeah, so this just happened. I just got this. And so the three Memphis EMTs that were on the scene were fired just now, and a seventh police officer was relieved of his duty in the Tyree Nicholas case. So that just happened just now as we were speaking about it.
Wow. All
right. Well, we'll see.
What did they want the EMTs to do? Stop the police?
No, so the EMTs, obviously, you're a first responder. Firefighters, first responders, police officers are also first responders. And so if you see somebody that's in distress, your job, your duty is to administer them. And so if you watch that video, if you watch in its entirety, you're talking about almost 15 to 20 minutes where they're watching a man who's handcuffed, who's going in and out of consciousness, who's literally fighting for his life. Yeah. And everybody's just standing there. Just like completely like it's not happening. Having conversations about what just happened. You see an officer limping from actually kicking him and hurting his leg. Right? He's getting treatment. But the victim, the senseless crime,
man, and the
victim
state
of this, is his life is waning in the balance and nobody's paying attention or even administering him to give him first aid, which is, that's what I said, it's just inhumane. And so they didn't do their duty. And so the report just came in that they were fired as well.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.